A delegation from the International Atomic Energy Agency today endorsed stress tests to see if Japanese nuclear plants could withstand a repeat of last year's earthquake and tsunami, which killed nearly 16,000 people and led to a meltdown at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. Charles Collins has this report.
The UN agency's delegation reviewed stress tests conducted by Japan's National Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency, or NISA. The stress test used computer simulations to evaluate a reactor's resilience. The IAEA team leader, James Lyons, said NISA's testing was sound.
We have found that NISA's approach is generally consistent with the IAEA safety standards and international practice.
Lyons also suggested 11 points for improvement, such as the need to give better information to local municipalities which host the reactors. Also on Tuesday, the Japanese cabinet approved bills that would set up a new nuclear safety agency, which is designed to be more independent of external influences. The government is struggling to regain public support for nuclear power, which provided a third of the energy used in the country before the disaster. But most of Japan's nuclear power plants were shut down after the tsunami, leaving only 3 of 54 reactors in operation. I'm Charles Collins.